Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, taught us that if there are many Kohanim who wanted to perform the avod of the Trumas Hadeshen, of separating the and removing the ash from the Mizbeach, then the avodah was awarded to the winner of a race up to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Now, as we discussed, if there was a tie in the race, then they would put their fingers out and have some sort of a lottery to make the decision of which Kohen would have the opportunity to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, our Mishnah here, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis is going to tell us that eventually this system was no longer possible. They had to stop it and they had to change the system. It says the Mishnah, Maaseh Shehayu Shneim Shavim Veratzin Veolin Bekevesh. It once happened that two Kohanim were tied as they were running up the ramp. V'dachav echad mehen es chaveiro, and one of them pushed the other. V'nafal v'nishper araglo, and he fell and he broke his leg. V'kevan shero beizdin shabon lidei sakana, and once the beizdin saw that the kohanim were literally putting each other in danger by having this race, hiskinish lo yu tormin es hamizbeach ella bepayis. That's when they decreed that one may not do trumas hadeshen from the mizbeach unless there was an actual lottery. There was not going to have any sort of race. And arba piyasos hayusham, there were four lotteries that were held in the Beis HaMikdash in order to select a kohen for each of the various parts of the daily avod in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh ha'payis harishon, and this one, when it came to selecting the kohen for doing the Trumas Hadeshen, for separating the ash and removing the ashes from the Mizbeach, that was the first lottery of the four that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, as we discuss and detail the purpose of the second lottery that was done each day in the Mikdash. Says the Mishnah, Hapayis Hasheni, the second lottery, what was its purpose? Mishochet, it determined the person that would slaughter the Karban Pesach, the Karban Atamid every single day, again, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Mizorek, who would throw its blood against the sides of the Mizbeach, Umi Medashin Mizbeach HaPanimi, who would remove the ashes of the previous day's Ketores from the inner Mizbeach, Umi Medashin as a menorah, who would clear and remove the ashes from the menorah, Umi Male Evarim Lakevesh, who would carry the limbs of the Karban Tumid up the ramp of the Mizbeach and place them on the ramp. And as the Mishnah is going to teach us now, the limbs were actually divided into six sets, each carried by a different Kohen. Harosh v'haregel, the head and the back right leg. Ushte hayadayim, the two front legs. Ha'oket v'haregel, the tail and the back left leg. Hechaze v'hagera, the chest and the neck. Ushte hadefanos, the two sides of the animal, the flanken. Vahakravayim, the innards, the insides of the animal. Vahasoles, this lottery also determined those who would carry the flour up to the ramp, the carbon mincha, of a flour that is brought with the carbon tamid. Vahachavitim, and the minchas chavitin, which is also the special carbon mincha, the special flour offering that was brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. V'hayayin, and the one who would carry the wine that was poured as part of the Karban Tamid. Shlosha Asar Kohanim Zachubo, says the Mishnah, that in total there were 13 Kohanim who won the privilege, who won the opportunity and the right to perform an avoda through this second lottery. Now the Mishnah is going to just give us one other opinion when it comes to the order in which the limbs of the Karban Tamid were carried up the ramp. Amar ben Azi lifnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Ben Azi said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, derech hilucho hayakariv, at the order in which the Karban Tamid was brought corresponds to the way that it walked when it was alive. So first, says this opinion, they would bring the head together with the back right leg, then the chest and the neck, and the two front legs and the two sides, and then the tail and the back left leg, and so on. That according to Ben Azai, this is exactly how it was done, and the order in which the various parts of the carbon would be brought. However, as the Bartanura pointed out, the halacha was not like Ben Azai, and therefore we're going to go back in accordance with the previous listing of exactly how the Kohanim would bring the various parts of the animal. Quick review, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us about the story where there were two kohanim that were tied as they were running up the ramp to do the Truma Sedesh, and one fell and broke his leg. And therefore, based on this, they said we're not going to have races anymore up the ramp to do the avodah of the Truma Sedesh, and rather we're simply going to have a lottery for everyone, and that lottery is going to choose who would do the Truma Sedesh. And that was the first of the four lots, that lotteries that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. And then in the Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel taught us that the second lottery determined who would check the carbon tumid, who would throw its blood against the sides of the Mizbeach, who would clear the ash of the previous day's Ketores from the inner Mizbeach, who would clean the ash from the menorah, who would carry the limbs of the carbon tumid up the ramp of the Mizbeach and place them on the ramp. And the Mishnah went on to describe all the different limbs of the animals and how they were divided in terms of carrying them and so on and so forth. There was a machlokas. Is it this? Is it the initial way described in the Mishnah? Or is it the opinion of Ben Azai, which was the way in which it worked? But again, we paskin like the first way, and that was the second lottery that was done in the Beis HaMikdash each and every day. Have a great day.